Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening, folks. Obviously, it's Penny, and just welcoming you to the show, wherever you are in the world. And Matthew and I will be talking about an amazing tool for transformation, and it's called Spiritual Response Therapy, or SRT for short. And it is probably one of the most effective tools for personal transformation and evolution, which is available in the world today, bar one. And I will always say bar one, because Breath for Life, breathwork is my absolute passion. But SRT is my second passion. And it's about researching the conscious and subconscious blocks, as well as negative patterns and programming that limit your life experience. And it's brilliant for the people who are left-brained. Absolutely superb tool for the left-brainers, because it's a series of charts which helps you research the Akashic records or your soul records, and which helps you to access them and clear any dysfunctional energies, patterns or programs. It bypasses your mind and negative programming and allows you to use your inner guidance. And you use muscle responses and a pendulum to confirm that the act, the pendulum acts as an amplifier as you communicate with your inner guidance using specific sets of procedures. So I just wanted to hand over to Matthew so he can say good evening before I go on and spurt some more.
So hello everybody, good evening or good afternoon wherever you're listening from. Hope you're all well from what seemed like a real interesting week last week. Really looking forward to tonight, because it's obviously something I've done recently, and I just love sharing personal experience and some little sneaky testings I've been doing. Because there's what was really interesting for me is I've got obviously done a lot of deep work, and I'm well in tune with my intuition, so I do trust the tool. But there's always 1% of you that goes that doesn't believe it. So I always like to test it. So I tested the timing of the pendulum, and I purposely moved it from one direction to the other. And it took about 6 seconds to move it. But when it moves on its own, it takes between 1 and 2 seconds for the momentum to shift. So my scientific mind is like, well, that's impossible. So it's possible. So there's something in it. You can't control it. So it was just to share with you one of the little things I did this week. But it was just to put that 1% to bed. But it was, yeah, I just love testing these things. And it proves that you can't explain certain parts of it. That just cements it for me. It's such a wild tool, such fun to, I say, play with. It is a serious thing. But for me, it's like the fun and the amazement you can get out of some of the stuff that you're shifting. And some of the stuff that comes up is just astounding, really. Even just when we did the course, some of the stuff that came up on the course, it was just amazing. Some of the changes it's made as well in me, and the changes that I've noticed, even just in a short time. So really looking forward to sharing all of them with you, sort of thing.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it? It really is exciting stuff. And I think one of the things about SRT, spiritual response therapy, for me, is it's a very specific system of researching the conscious and the subconscious mind and bringing that together with the Akashic Records. It has its roots based in the pioneering work of Robert E. Dassler. However, like all ideas, it has been refined and changed to adapt to client groups, the time that we're living in right here, right now. I've added some different charts and different ways of doing things from my energetic expert stance. And, you know, I have absolute respect for spiritual response therapy and the SRA, which is the Spiritual Response Association. But I'm not affiliated with them in any way or involved in their ongoing work. Because, you know, with my expertise in energetics, it, you know, nothing, if you solidify energy, it becomes a mausoleum. So, you know, anything that's energetic has got to be free-flowing, and there's a science to something and there's an art to something. And the science is what Robert E. Dassler came up with the basic charts and how to actually do the research and do how to respond and how to use a pendulum, etc., etc., etc. And it's brilliant work. But the art is very much about how that person or the practitioner works with that tool within their own knowledge and their own life experience. So it's, you know, this is the whole thing, is when energy is free flowing, it works, it moves, it can transform at a really rapid rate with literally no side effects. And it's amazing. And it's, you know, so SRT is a quick, effective, powerful, painless way. With it, you can release all dysfunctional limiting beliefs, patterns, programming, and replace them with positive, loving, and supportive ones. So it's really, really very, very interesting. And, you know, one of the things that when I was talking to Matthew about what we were going to talk about, and he, as he has stated, basically completed the basic SRT course with me. Is it about 2 weeks ago, is it? Yes. 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago. And, you know, and for me, I always love to invite a few, and don't take this the wrong way, Matthew, but a few oddballs onto courses that I'm running. One, two, because Matthew is such a brilliant channel himself, but it's always because I'm testing myself and making sure that I'm giving the absolute all that I can give during a course. And Matthew will just tell me the truth. You know, he doesn't worry about my ego at all. He'll just say, Penny, that was naff. Or Penny, that was brilliant. Or Penny, that was brilliant. Or I got a lot from it. Or actually, you know, you could do with just tweaking this. So, you know, that's why one of the reasons he was on the course with me, which was great. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just handing over to Matthew so he can talk. I'll shut up.
Yeah, I've got to be very honest. There's something I've found time and time again where when I was sort of spiritually intrigued by stuff and very much, as Penny said, she would teach me things but also tell you, like, go and test it for yourself, because, yes, Penny will tell you the science or teach you the science, but, again, it's about you discovering that and then keeping it pure but making it your own in that sort of sense. And I mean, SRT, it just blew me away, because some of the courses I openly said to Penny, I was discussing something with Penny earlier where I'd experienced a visualization that someone had done, and really honestly, compared to the ones I've done before, it was naff. And we've got that very close to relationship that if it was naff, I'd say it was naff. And the truth is, it blew my mind because I've done a lot of spiritual work and a lot of energetic work and have gained a lot of knowledge and expertise over the years. But and I've heard about spiritual response therapy, but I never really understood the sort of the roots of it and really what it was all about. And I know people had sort of done it on me, but they were also very mindful because it's one of the biggest things I discovered when I was doing it, and that is that you don't always need to know. Your brain will always want to know, but you don't always need to know. And if you can just stay with what the pendulum is giving you and the guidance from the exercise, you can fly through stuff that will blow your mind, and you get the information that you need, but you don't necessarily always have to dig in. And if it asks you to, then do. But that's what I really loved about it, is because I've sort of got really in touch with my intuition, it was almost like I knew so much but I didn't know anything at the same time. It was one of those, crikey, you think you know it, and then something else comes in that, and that's the thing, I unlocked some things that have created a clarity in my life that I've never had. I've always had it's not a doubt, but the best way of explaining it is working with two higher selves, and clearing one, and now I'm only working with one. That's something I can't explain, but I can say there's been a fundamental change, and it's wild. And that was the thing. I didn't need to dig in and get any more information as to... I mean, my brain wanted to know, well, why did that happen? Why did I do that? What does it mean? How old was I? What time was it? None of that matters. And the brain wants to know, but that's what I loved about it, is it's like you got what you need to know, not what you want to know. And if you just stay with the clarity that you're getting, it's... Yeah, it was just such a wild process. And I think it was just absolutely brilliant. And I know very much the group get a bounce off each other. But it was incredible. Some of the stuff that you can sort of go into is just wild. When I'd looked at the sort of the charts and all the stuff you can untie and unpick. And again, what really proved it for me was the feeling you get when you're doing the clearing. Because you can't fake the feeling. and it's just like, wow, I felt that shift. And you know that something has changed. You don't know how it's changed, but it has. And that's the amazing thing about it, is obviously doing a lot of stuff around behaviours and changing my behaviour, and then obviously a lot of learning about how the universe works and working within that, and all the changes we make as we're growing. And then you find something that you can really refine on lots of different things. So it's such a perfect tool. I don't know if there's anything out there that you could do that's even similar to it, really, on that level. Obviously, we know we can do certain clearing and visits using the subconscious within breath work and do a lot there. But for the real specific, just working on even just one thing, whether it be limiting beliefs or patterns of behaviour, it can just be a really good tool. And something that, obviously, I'm really excited to be able to use a very minimum amount within my practice. So Penny shared with me that there was a couple of things that you cleared for me in my first breath work, because followed my intuition and got that and did that with two clients today. So it'll be really interesting to see the differences there. It'll probably be as profound as I found them. And that's the thing, I wouldn't just say it. it blew my mind. It really did. What came up and how specific it was, and how much of a change it's made.
I think, you know, it's a journey of self-discovery, isn't it? It's self-discovery, self-awareness, self-transfer, transforming, self-healing. And it just gives you the skills where, you know, as I said, the left brain, you know, the analytical real left brain loves the fact that it's got, you know, for the basic course in SRT, we do 10 charts. And we're working with 10 charts, which are all sorts of different things, from negative motivations to blocks to positive expression of, and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. And there's the way to research all of the things that you're clearing, and you pretty much, it's like it's a real journey. And what was so fantastic over the 3 days is, you know, the people who were on the course were just going from one thing to another. It just, the flow, the matrix of the healing energy that was on the course was just flowing. And for me, it was really interesting because it was the first longer training that I've done on Zoom. So, you know, we all turn up on Zoom. And, you know, everybody's in the waiting room, you hit the classroom and it's like, go, go, go. And it was just really great to see the people working and the matrix just, it was like a breathing matrix. It was breathing the whole of the Zoom call. It was just an amazing experience. And as I said, the first time I've ever hosted a 3-day training on Zoom. I've done shorter ones than that, but not a 3-day training. And it's amazing how quickly the time went. You know, it was just like, what do you mean we've nearly finished? And what do you mean? What do you mean I'm going to say goodbye to these good people? It just was, because everybody is just in the mode of cooperation and empathy and support, which is just fantastic. And, you know, it is just brilliant in that way. And, you know, it allows people to take responsibility for their own health and well-being. And that is what's so interesting in an SRT basic course. It's just that people just can't believe the rate with which they can move through things. And it's very much about using your higher self to guide you on what is up next and what's the next layer of the onion to unpeel. And as Matthew has shared, when suddenly he got that he was working with two higher selves and he cleared the excess one, it was just literally watching him, obviously watching him on the camera, and his whole face changed. And here's somebody who I've known for years, and actually watching his face change into it was fuzzy before, and then he went into absolute clarity. And it was just, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I was whooping in the background. That's amazing. And so anyway, we'll continue to talk about it after the break.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Thank Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So we're back. So we're talking about spiritual response therapy, which is SRT. And Matthew was just mentioning earlier on about some of the what we call the 13 reasons or the key key programs and patterns that we all have within us. And they pretty much talk about, as I said, the 13. So I'm just going to run through those, not with a huge amount of explanation, but just so that you know about some of the different programs we're working with. So we look at inheritance, things that we've inherited, things that we identify with, or our identification programs, imprints, experiences and trauma, benefits, conflict, self-punishment, organ language, past lives, other dimensions, future lives, low vibrational energies, and fear. So those are the big 13 that we spend time working with and investigating. And just to hand it back to Matthew, so how did you find working with the 13 reasons? Did you enjoy the experience, or was it difficult, or
I think what was really interesting is different things brought up different things. So as I was saying earlier, like a couple of them, like I just wasn't interested at all, didn't feel any need to look into, whereas some of them it was like I got an emotional pull, and it was just like, oh yeah, there's something in that one. And sometimes it was just looking for a little bit more information or a little bit of explanation, like, does that apply to me? And it, and you could just get a yes. But so what was really interesting for me is working on different ones obviously brings up different emotions, and that for me was like a key to, yeah, there's something in this one. And then again, for me, I like to almost not let my mind get too carried away with digging too much further. As long as I feel that I've got the relevant information, then it's just a case of, sweet, well, I'm grateful for that information, and I'll clear it, rather than sort of digging in a bit more. But like I say, if a couple of the other ones, it was like you would want to take that extra step and just go, oh well, okay, well, was that this lifetime or others? And so sometimes, but that's what was nice, I liked about it, is it wasn't we were very much following Penny, but again, you're going with the feelings you're getting and how you're guided. So it's a personal experience, even though you're within the group. And it's nice when you're sort of guided and told what to do, but then there's a part of you that comes up with the answers, and you think, crikey. And that's when you believe in it even more, and it's even more wild because you realise that the answers are coming from inside you, and it's like, well, wow, I didn't know I had that information in me. So it is just a really, really, really interesting when you're going through the different ones, whether it's an emotional reaction that comes up or whether you just feel it shifting or... very much for me, it was about feeling it and asking in that way. But that's what I loved about it, because it's a live game, isn't it?
That's one way of putting it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, what is so amazing, is when people actually come together and, as I was saying before the break, you know, that healing matrix takes over. And, you know, one person says, oh, yeah, I'm clearing this and I'm finding this difficult. And somebody else is turning around saying, yeah, I'm having the same issues with this. How are we going to get through this? And then, of course, as myself as the facilitator, just help you work through it. And it's gone and it's cleared. And that is what's so amazing. And I think one of the great things for me is, you know, I love the chart that, you know, we use as 10A, which is heart valves. And it's amazing. I just wanted to talk about this for a minute, because heart valves are, and I'll read them out to you. It's about separation, loneliness, silence, poverty, chastity, celibacy, suffering, obedience, sacrifice, illness, anxiety, and fear. And you look at that, and very much it's about some of the vows that we've taken in past lives. And we've all had lives as that nun or the monk or a religious, you know, devotee of somebody. And, you know, we've dedicated a life, you know, to a spiritual growth or religious practice or whatever you want to say. And we've taken on these vows, these heart vows. And when you actually, you know, when people look at this chart, they just go, wow, yeah, I can get that. Yeah, you know, I've never got enough money. Have I taken a heart vow of poverty? And so many of us actually have, you know. And again, people who can't or find it really difficult to speak up in this life, you know, have they actually had a lifetime where they've been in silence? And therefore, it's been, in that lifetime, it's totally inappropriate to be a chatterbox. You know, Matthew, we haven't done silence.
No, not in this lifetime.
Being two chatters. But, you know, and also, you know, the feelings right here, right now, of people who've gone through lockdown and they were absolutely overwhelmed with the feelings of loneliness. And more so than just being in lockdown, you know, absolutely chronically disabled by the silence or the not meeting people or the not having, you know, personal contact with their family. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of people during lockdown to actually clear some of the overwhelm of what they're actually feeling. And it's really quite interesting how it can just switch once you not push them, but guide them into a different way of being. And it's amazing how many things can be unraveled, you know, and we are these complicated energetic beings. And it's very much, you know, what SRT shows me every time I'm working with a client or with people in general, is it's the peeling back of the onion so you can get to the core authentic self who lives in joy. And, you know, it's so, so very important. And it's just such a fabulous tool. You know, it just is such a fabulous tool. So again, just handing back to Matthew to see if he has anything else to add to that. Because, I think one of the most important things for you to get an idea of what it actually helps people with is I'll talk about a couple of cases afterwards. So, Matthew, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, just that the thing that's really, really come up for me and that I've noticed is just the clarity that I've had since the course has just been wild. It's just made such a huge difference, and I didn't think it would to the extent it has. it really has been wild.
I think, you know, very much so. And it is, you know, with SRT, you can, the specific charts are, as I mentioned, we were, it's a basic course, so we were just using the first 10 charts, but there's about 30 or 35 charts that you actually can use within SRT. But, you know, you want to keep it simple when you're learning a new thing, because otherwise you'll just be completely and utterly overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that you actually have presented to you. And, you know, it's really important to, when you're working as a practitioner or you're using it as a personal tool, is to look at it and make sure that we always check with obviously my higher self if I'm the practitioner, or and the person's higher self, to make sure that it is absolutely the right thing to do. And, you know, if you're told not to clear it, then you don't clear it. You that's it. You know, it's higher self and the other person's higher self is in control of the whole session, basically. But really interesting when you are beginning to work in this way with a person, it's amazing, as I said, the peeling back of the onion, and one thing will lead to another thing. So, you know, when you're actually looking at it, it's, you know, false beliefs, things that have stopped you working. It could also be, you know, any, you know, we think we're on this planet and no other dimensions are running at the same time. Where, you know, time is man-made. Everything, you know, the future, the past and the present is all happening right here, right now, on slightly different vibrational levels. So you can't, once you accept that as something that actually happens, it's really important to realise that all sorts of different things can be happening right here, right now. And I was working with somebody the other day where she had a lot of what we call portals open between the dimensions. So, you know, one of the reasons that she was complaining about in this lifetime was she was finding it really difficult to sleep. She had very poor sleep patterns, and every time she woke up, you know, in the morning, she just felt so exhausted. And as soon as someone says something like that to me, you know, it's like the alarm bell goes off, bing bing. You know, she's not sleeping well, or she feels that she's restless in her sleep. She's totally exhausted when she wakes up. She doesn't feel like she's had a night's rest. Immediately for me, the bell goes off and goes, other portals. There's something going on here. And, you know, she is working too hard in her sleep, i.e. she's doing, it sounds like she was doing a whole job for a whole different family of people. And she wasn't getting the rest that she needed for her physical body to feel rested. So for me, you know, if it was me, I would have just cleared it within myself, but I was working with somebody else and she wanted to know what was actually going on. So we did a little bit of research around it and realised that, you know, she was not resident in the UK. She was from a different country, and she was actually and the time difference was different. You know, it was about, I think, 6 hours difference between the UK and the part of the world that she was in. And it was very much, one, she was on a different time frame and it was in her DNA. So she was constantly thinking that it was 6 hours behind what it is in the UK. And then, and she lives in the UK right here, right now. And then there was also a tangle of energy around her family and wanting to be there and supportive and sending money and all of this type of stuff that needed to be worked through. And the cords, what we call the cords cut, so that she could energetically come back into the time frame that she was in and this present life. And there were a few sort of offshoots on that with grandmother not, you know, there was a grandmother energy around that that needed to be released because she was not very religious now, whereas they were actually brought up as strict Roman Catholics and various other bits and pieces. So we unpicked the whole thing. And what was so absolutely fabulous was she, obviously we did this on the first day, and she came to the course the second day and just went, I have had the best sleep I have had since I was an adult. And it was just like, I mean, she was not that old. She was in probably her late 30s, but absolutely just said it straight out. It was one of the first things she said. And it was just like, whoa, that is just fantastic. Because the proof, as I will always say, is the proof is in the pudding. And the pudding is your everyday life. You know, it's all very well to say, you know, it's just a theoretical tool and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But hopefully that case that I've just talked about, and also Matthew talking about how it's changed for him, will give you an example of how you can just release the energy that is practically, it's like it's imploding in you, inside you, instead of being able to be in the flow. Right, so that was case number one. Anything else you wanted to say about anything like that?
No, I mean, honestly, it was brilliant to be a part of, to experience that, because, again, some of this stuff, you don't understand it, and just speaking from my experience, so sometimes the mind will try and make it wrong just because the mind doesn't understand it. But it's just, I just love it when you get a great example, and it's kind of like, that's when you gain confidence in telling your mind that it's okay not to understand this. You don't have to understand this, just know that something's happening. And yeah, just really interesting from my point of view, because you do see people making or those huge changes happening to other people. It's just brilliant.
And probably just talking about another case I had, this is a case I had a few years ago where somebody basically came to me for an appointment and just basically said, you know, I have had this dread of driving. I cannot get into a car at the moment and drive. Every time I get into a drive, it's like I go into, you know, have this mind chatter that's going, that's just basically screaming in my head, you're going to die, you're going to die. And boy, I know how, you know, I've gotten into my, I use my car an awful lot, but we don't have the distances that you have in the States, but I would be, you know, bereft if I couldn't drive. So she was telling me about this is when I was seeing somebody face to face. I'll talk about it after the break. It's amazing. Okay, I'll talk to you about this case after the break. So we'll be back soon.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio.
IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're back. So I was beginning to talk about a case of a lady who basically came to me with a fear of driving, and we did some investigation, and basically the research showed that she had died during a car accident in a past life, and it was very relevant to this lifetime. And it happened at the age of, I think she was 50 when she had this particular experience in a past life. And she was 51 now. So it was very relevant. And she'd only had the fear of driving for the last 12 months, and she couldn't understand why. So as we did some more research and some more investigation around that, What actually she had an experience of a flashback, and basically at that time when she died from that car crash, she was actually a man in that lifetime, and she had basically died and gone up to the astral and was met by a being of light. And the being of light basically said to her, okay, would you like to see a review of your life? And she remembered all this. She was telling me all about this. And she said she had the review of life, and there was just two experiences that were flashed in front of her eyes. And it was the time that she showed her son how to use a cricket bat and a cricket ball. Obviously, somewhere in the world where they actually play cricket. And so she had that flashback. And the second flashback was when she was dancing with her daughter at her wedding. And those were the only two things the being of light showed her. And so she was astonished and went, yeah, but I had a big company and this happened and that happened and I was very successful. Why hasn't that been shown? And basically she got the voice in her head basically saying was, Yes, but that was about you. It wasn't about the reason that you incarnated. And at this stage, she's got tears going down her eyes, and I'm just handing her some tissues. And then the being of a light apparently said, would you like to see another life that you've lived? And she said, yes, of course, like everybody would. And this particular lifetime, she was a cleaner. And she cleaned people's houses, and she did it with huge amounts of love. And she used to carry soup to people who were needy. And, you know, everybody, she would chat to everybody, and she had everybody in her heart. And you could see this other life was just filled with love and connection and beauty. And the being of light said, yeah, and there were many, many different scenes in this life that she was shown. And basically she got the point. And the point was that you're there to love, and you're there to connect with people, and you're there to help others who are needy, and all of these things. And it was a tremendous, as I was clearing all of this, and my pendulum was going nuts, and as I was clearing all of this, this very frightened lady, who was just frightened about getting in the car to drive home, it was like an unfurling of a beautiful rose, as the petals and the fragrance and the absolute matrix of healing that was going on was absolutely amazing. And I'm just sitting there, you know, even with a couple of tears in my eyes. And I just looked at it and just went, whoa, that is the power of SRT. That is just amazing. And she left, and she practically skipped down my drive, got in her car and just drove off. And I went, well, if she's got fear of driving now, then I can just remember walking out in, you know, out of my practice area and just laughing, and just the joy of the whole experience was just so palpable and infectious. And I just went, whoa, wow, I earned my money that day. And yeah, it's just astonishing. Carry on, please.
Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to say, what it brings up for me is it's like, We think we're a human having a spiritual experience, but we're spirit having a human experience. And it's like that. I think that's what SRT's really sort of brought home for me, is it's kind of like you don't necessarily understand all of it and have to know, but it's knowing that actually there is so much more to us, and some of the stuff. And again, I know a lot of people buy into wanting to dig into all their past lives and know all of that stuff, but I've taken good advice from Penny, and that's it's in the past. And why go and dig through a whole load of lifetimes to find out that you've done some bad stuff in them? Why not work on this one and make it a perfect one? And it is that's what I like about it. It's like you can clear the stuff that is affecting you in this lifetime, but not have to buy in or dig in and look into it. And of course, I'm not saying don't, if you feel interested in doing that, go for your life. But that's what it brought home for me, is kind of like, there's so much I don't know. And quite frankly, yeah, I kind of don't want to busy myself with that. I just want to busy myself with the good juicy stuff now, and just be grateful that I've learnt about it and learnt that it can make a huge difference. But it is that we think we know what we are and what we're here for, but actually we don't. We've got lost along the way.
But also, it's a tool like
SRT that can help.
I think that's the thing for me, is that the tool of SRT is just so superb, because it helps you get out of your mind and gets you into your heart. And it's one of the tools that I've used in my life to basically, you know, when a negative thought comes in, I will basically, you know, I'll do what we call a pattern interrupt, which is just stop that, you know, clear it.
Yeah.
And absolutely get rid of the root of it. And over the years, and obviously I've been doing this for, you know, 20 odd years, you know, sort of attitude. And it's like, you know, now my mind is so clear and so peaceful because of it. And if something does come up, you know, I'll just look at it and say, well, that's interesting. Is it part of me, or actually is it part of somebody else? Or what is actually going on here? And if it says to me, find out, then I find out. And if it doesn't, I just clear it. I don't bother, yeah. as Matthew was saying. It's like, you know, if you have a wound on your arm, do you put something over it so it heals, and actually, you know, make sure it heals properly? Or do you keep on picking at the wound? And if you keep on picking at the wound, you're only going to scar yourself and make it worse than it is, and maybe introduce an infection. No, get it done and get on with the rest of your life. And, you know, that is very much part of what I try and teach other people. You know, it's really important that we do that, and self-care is very important. But one of the things that we forget about self-care is that we are these enormous energetic beings, and we need to learn how to actually, how it all works, how we, what we can do in times of stress, in times of trauma, in times of not understanding. You know, where do we go to find out this information, and who are good resources? You know, so, you know, for me, SRT is a great resource for me to be able to take absolute responsibility for my own health and my own healing. And, you know, that's one of the things that I, you know, if you're drawn to this, yeah, explore it some more. You know, there is the SRA, which is the Spiritual Response Association. You know, you guys know Acorns Woke. You can always come to us and ask. You know, if something actually clicks with you as you listen to this radio show, be in touch. You know, we're pretty human. we enjoy life, and we like tools that work. And I wouldn't do a radio show on something that I didn't have great respect for. So, you know, it's really important just to also to know that, you know, that particular lady, and I'll call her Donna, it's not her real name, by the way, but Donna found out, you know, there is only one thing that matters in life, and that's how much love you give. And that was her absolute pivotal changing moment in her life. And, you know, I've known her and been in touch with her now for about 15 years, and she is probably one of the most loving people I know. She has an enormous heart, and as she said, it was that one particular moment in her life that just released that ability for her to give love instead of trying to hoard it for herself. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this work. Like, you always get what you need, and that's how you know that there's some outside force working with it. Because, like you say, even just that one thing, if she only ever came and did one SRT session to clear that one thing, it's totally changed her life. Because everybody can go back to that feeling of when you first got your license and you were sat in your car realising that you could drive anywhere within that country that you were in at the time if you put enough gas in, you know, and it was that sense of freedom that you think you can go and do anything. And to have that fear of, and have that taken away, I know a lot of people fear around flying. It's like, I mean, some people won't even leave their house because they're sort of, they're that scared. And some of it can be this lifetime, But actually, some of it can be past lifetime as well. And to be able to sort of clear that, it's just incredible when you see the results. And when it's done in an effective way, it can be really, really good. And that again, that's the way I like the teaching, is just the facts. You don't need to have to make it fluffy and glittery and play loud music and make it something more than it's not. It is that genius is pure, isn't it? So
yeah, absolutely.
When you have something that just works and it's effective, and you know, if you don't think it's going to work, you can test it and you can test it and you can test it. I guarantee you'll be of the same mind of me afterwards, that, well, I may not understand it, but yeah, there's something in it that works.
Absolutely.
And I think, experiment that I like.
Yeah, I think also the other thing, and the last thing I want to say, is that, you know, the impulses of your heart are your true soul's journey.
Yep.
So have a great week, guys, and we'll chat to you next week.
Take care, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.